I think us being in college is a very big blessing because we have a lot of time to explore what we truly like and explore what we are as a human being. And this is something which is not being taught, and it is so important because, say, I was a typical student, you know, I wanted to get good grades, I wanted to be perfect, I wanted to get that best job, I wanted to be the best at what I did, you know, I wanted to be popular, I wanted all the girls to notice me, I wanted to look good, I wanted to sound very professional, I wanted to impress everyone around me. This was me, you know, throughout second year. And that's good. I mean, all of this is very important. You know, it's all natural to behave this way. But what surprises me the most is that nobody is teaching us how to educate ourselves about ourselves. So you will see a lot of education being spread around about how the world is, how to earn money, what professions are there, what careers are there, how to impress this person, how to impress that person, how to dominate, how to debate and stuff like that. But very few people are focusing on understanding ourselves. And that is why, you know, I'm slowly shifting this podcast from generic topics to stuff that really matters, you know, because in my third year, I went through a very difficult time in my third year. And that is because I had never really explored myself. I was so busy, you know, with my success and my chase and my insecurity of, you know, impressing everyone, of being the best, of doing everything I can, you know, hustling all the time. And, you know, I had lost track of my own conscience, you know. And because of some fears and some triggers and some hidden anxieties that I had as a child, you know, there was some patterns of subconscious behaviors that I had learned throughout my childhood, which eventually really, really made it difficult for me to cope up with all the stress, because all of us belong to different kinds of backgrounds, you know, all of us have different financial conditions and all of us have different programs in our minds. And a lot of students are not taught how to overcome their own fears, how to overcome their own negative thoughts. And these negative thoughts are not negative by birth, you know, they are results of certain perceptions, certain ideas, because we ourselves are not aware of what we want. We ourselves are not aware of our fears. You know, what is the root of our fears? Why are we fearful for some things? Why are we so chill about some other things? And why are we chasing what we are chasing? What is our true purpose? Because, you know, you will eventually get bored of chasing things that you actually do not want. But if you are chasing something that you truly want, you will never get tired of it. Because I realize this the hard way. If you are trying to do something out of fear that I'll be unsuccessful, I'm you know, I'm fearful of being unsuccessful, or I'm fearful that someone will say I'm not good enough, or I'm insecure that I'm good enough, I'm not good enough. You know, if you're working out of insecurities and fears, you will eventually drain out. Because if you use too much of your brains, you will eventually get tired of doing all this drama. And you know, as time went by, you know, in the past 1 year, I've realized that life is not meant to be lived in fear, or it's not about how smart you are or how much you can think. I think the best way to live life is through love, you know, loving what you do, you know, loving people around you. Because I was a kind of guy who used to think rationally all the time, you know. Everything was logical for me. Everything was about profit or loss. Everything was about risk and failure. And I was using too much of my brain. And now I realize that that is the worst way to live life. The best way to live life is to guide it through your heart. Guide it through love. Living life through love and not fear. And of course, these concepts sound very cliched. And you know, most of you will not connect to it. Because very few people go through difficult times, and you know, you only go through difficult times to realize all these truths. If you're living a comfortable life right now, you're probably doing good at what you are doing right now. I mean, I don't want you to follow any of my advice. This advice is for people who are not feeling comfortable in how they are right now at this moment. You know, if you are in a lot of fears, and you know, if you have a lot of phobias and anxieties and you're not feeling comfortable with what you're doing, you probably need to hear what I have to say. So today's podcast is about, you know, how we can silence that negativity that we have in our brains and, you know, eventually live a life filled with love and passion and purpose. Because these three triggers really help you to go on in reality. You know, money or success or girls or boys or popularity or cars and clothes and all that stuff, you know, all of this will not be tempting for a very long time. They are not strong enough motivators. It might be for some people, it wasn't for me. That's why I was draining out, because I had too much of thinking and less of feeling. So without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra and you are listening to episode 19 of Take It Easy. From what I think is the right way to go about this, or what I feel is that logical way of living life is to think everything in terms of profit and loss. If I'm doing something, will this eventually help me? If I'm helping someone, will that person help me? And you know, it's always about risks and probabilities and statistics. And you know, a lot of us are fearful about if we'll get a good job or not, if we will earn enough money or not, if what we are doing is good enough for us. And this is more towards thinking and less towards feeling. When was the last time when you genuinely sat and thought about how you are feeling today? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling good about what you're doing? And if you're not feeling good about what you're doing, how can we do things that maintain a balance between what our responsibilities are and about how good we feel about ourselves? And you know, today's podcast is not actually the real podcast. This is just an introduction, because I will be touching a lot of topics from now on. You know, the following podcasts are not going to be about CGPA or jobs or money or passions or learning UI UX or stuff like that. It's going to be little more towards the inside, understanding our own fears, our own doubts, our insecurities, our parents, our relationships, our temptations, our urges, our fears, our phobias, our subconscious programmings. And you know, it's going to be very, very interesting, because now we're going to go look on the inside, you know, the part where we chase internal success. Because I personally feel that nothing is more important than our mind and our bodies. You know, I personally feel that all of us are experiencing a human simulation. Our soul has been given this human body for a span of 70 to 80 years on average. And it's very important for us to take care of our bodies and our mind. You can earn money, you can get a good job, you can learn new skills, you can do everything. But you cannot get your body back. You cannot get a healthy mind back. And it's our responsibility to first strengthen our internal soul, our internal mind, our internal health, and then create strong empires on the outside. Because if you're weak on the inside, even if you get everything on the outside, you will not feel good about it. And in the end, all achievements, all possessions, all success, all careers, all relationships are supposed to make you happy. Everything is meaningless if you are unhappy. Everything is meaningless if you are not feeling good about yourself. So first, we will practice how we can feel good about ourselves, how we can be comfortable about where we are, how we can stay calm, how we can be peaceful, you know, how can we get rid of our guilt. You know, I used to feel guilty about everything. I used to feel like a victim, you know. I used to feel that if anything goes wrong, it will go wrong with me. You know, if there's any risk, it's going to happen with me. Everyone is going to blame me. I will be the one who's going to be blamed. You know, I will be the one who's going to fail, and everyone's going to laugh at me and stuff like that. And it took me a year to finally understand why I used to think in the way I used to think. And now, because of this self-awareness, because of these self-realizations, I've actually become a better person. And I want you guys to feel the same. I want you guys to become better on the inside so that, you know, we are, to be honest, we are the future. Okay, we are the ones who are growing. If you're 20, 21 years old, you're probably going to be the future of this planet. And we cannot save this planet unless we save ourselves. You know, I've read a lot of articles and posters, you know, from my childhood. You know, we read these posters that say, save the planet, global warming is happening, save the planet. You know, you need to save water so that we can save the planet. You know, think about this for a second. Before us, we had dinosaurs, right, on this planet. And dinosaurs were massive creatures, okay, way more stronger than us. You know, they didn't have global warming or anything. I think there was some meteor shower or something and they just died because of a natural disaster. You know, dinosaurs as a species died. The planet still survived. Okay? And if we will not take care of ourselves, if we do not take care of the resources that are required for the sustenance of humanity, humanity will not survive. The planet will survive, okay? The planet will not be destroyed. Humanity will be destroyed. Okay? When you say you need to save water, you need to save our planet, don't say save our planet, because then there becomes a division. People are very selfish. They will not do anything to save the planet because they think saving the planet is different from saving themselves. You're not doing this for the planet. Nothing will happen to the planet. Only humanity will be erased. The planet will live long for thousands and thousands of years, and some another species will come and replace us. You're not doing this for the planet. Everything that is happening in the universe will go on without humanity. It's only us that, you know, are on the risk of extinction. So, you know, if you see a tsunami or a volcano or, you know, some diseases spreading, those are not harmful for the planet. It's harmful for the conditions on the planet required for a comfortable human living. And, you know, I know we are going off topic, but my purpose is, okay, we'll take this on in another episode. But my purpose is that before we go on to save this planet and make this world a better place, we need to first become strong individuals in the first place. And the first step towards that is creating a strong mind and a strong self-awareness of who we are, what we want in life, why do we want it, and how can we go towards it. That is stage one, self-awareness, you know. Second stage is acceptance. You know, I'll be discussing these stages one by one. I mean, these are my own realizations. It could be different from other people. But I think stage one is understanding our fears, our own phobias, and then erasing those fears, erasing those phobias, you know, understanding why we think in the way we think. Second stage is acceptance. Third stage is understanding how we can achieve our goals. Getting enough money, getting financial freedom, because without money, you cannot do anything. Money is a very important vehicle in all of this. If you don't have enough money, you cannot possibly achieve what you can possibly achieve as a human being. You need money to travel. You need money to have food. You need money to build empires. You need money to help people. And it's only after getting financial freedom that we can finally go towards spirituality, understanding our purpose, why we are here, you know. So there are so many things to do, very exciting stuff coming up. But yes, I mean, this is the introductory episode, but all I want to say is, guys, spend time understanding yourself. Spend time understanding your own thoughts. Don't get busy in all the distractions that we have around. You know, it's important to chase your careers, get that job, get that internship. It's okay to learn about the world, but spend equal time learning about yourself, improving your mind, improving your health. Because it's very important. This is not just about you. It's about our race. Our race as a human species. We need to strengthen ourselves right now for the future of humanity. And, you know, I've already taken too much of your time. And this episode was little above the normal digestive level. I mean, this was not very materialistic, so I know I'm gonna lose a lot of followers, but I also know that these are important things that we need to talk about. these are the genuine important things, you know. And of course, I'll end this episode by saying that these are all my own point of views. I mean, I'm just sharing what I've discovered, and in the next episode, I'll be, you know, going more towards the psychological side. And if you feel that I've said something offensive, you can email me on mrbharatmehra@gmail.com, or you can message me directly on Instagram on @anshmehra. And I do not intend to offend any person, any existing organization, any existing viewpoint. My intentions are positive. I just want to help you guys. So yeah, that's about it. And yes, I've been listening to some very good songs. So if possible, go search for NF. He's a rapper. He's made some amazing songs. Some of the best songs that I've loved are When I Grow Up, The Search, and Wake Up. These are these three songs by NF. And there's one more song, 100 Bad Days. You know, beautiful songs. I'm having too much fun listening to them. So yeah, really take care of yourself, guys. I'm saying this again and again. You know, just enjoy your life. Enjoy each and every moment. Be happy. Talk to your parents. Talk to your friends. Go talk to your crush. You know, if you like a boy, if you like a girl, just go talk to that person, man. You know, don't spend any time doing anything that is not making you happy. It's all about being happy at the end of the day. So I'll leave now. I hope you have an amazing life ahead. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to episode 19 of Take It Easy.